Cotton Gin, Mississippi Delta. The mint green building rises out of the fallow field behind 8 new silos next to a rattling empty cage once used to store the bales. We pull over and my partner whips out his camera to capture the eerie scene, the rust running in strips across the metal roof and in waves down the green sides, the green vines that must blanket it in summer, now russet twine choking the corners, the broken panes glint in shattered halves and triangles and shards. We cross a tangle of bramble to reach it, careful of snakes even in winter, of catching a foot in the sinewy briar. My imagination already conjures a haunting. We reach the boarding dock and peek at the hulking machine, as large as the room, rusted and dormant, its belts strewn on the floor like flat rubber ropes. We enter to find tufts of ancient cotton, stained orange, matted in the teeth of gears. As the roof creaks above our heads and glass grinds beneath our feet, we see the pickers who fed this engine with their swollen hands and arched backs. In the stillness, we hear the churning at harvest, watch for the spewing of cleaned cotton, the white woven gold bound in bales and shipped. The wind clatters through, and we jump as light shifts to shade in the spinning blades of the cotton gin fan, twirling in the benign breeze. Behind it, the empty space collects colossal tractor tires and old feudal cars that peer at us with open hoods like hungry mouths and smashed lights like skeleton eyes, staring as history leaks into the ponderous now.